I'd like to say last year I was with the Stoneville Gin Lab, and actually now I'm back where I first started with the USDA in New Orleans. My wife-to-be decided that was a better location for her, so I listened. Anyway, I'd like to talk today about a study I did at the Gin Lab, which is said a wire brush grid bar replacement for saw lint cleaners, and did this in conjunction with Rick Beiler, the research leader. We were asked to look at this wire brush grid bar replacement, which is manufactured by Slover Manufacturing out of La Mesa, Texas. I don't know if Gene's here. He had said he was going to try to make it. If he's in the room, let me know. Anyway, the claims from the manufacturer were that it would increase turnout at the gin without a loss of quality, and it would reduce buildup on the grid bars, both of which would make ginners very happy. So we decided to conduct some trials in our micro gin at Stoneville. But the only thing we can really address is what this increased turnout without loss of quality. We don't do long enough runs over a long enough period of times in the micro gin to really be able to address whether or not there's buildup on the grid bars that's any different. Along with the actual brushes, which I'll show in a minute, there were a couple other requirements that the manufacturer asked us to do. Increase the saw speed to 1400 RPM, which is a considerable increase from our usual 875. The brush was left at 1750, and we were also asked to raise the feed bar and the feed roller up off the saw a little higher than it used to be, somewhere between 3/16 and a quarter of an inch. The tips of the brushes were set to be about 1/16 of an inch off the saw, and the feed roller was left alone at 98 RPM. This is actually the modification. Let's see if I have a cursor. There's another picture that'll compare it to our conventional lint cleaner, but you can see here that the first grid bar was removed and this brush was put in place, and then on the back of several grid bars these brushes were installed and the last grid bar was removed. So that's what we're looking at. We ended up conducting a two-part study. The first part just looked at fiber quality. The second part was kind of motivated by the first part with the results. We decided to look at what were the downstream effects. If there were no effects that we could tell at the gin, were there any effects on textiles produced from this? So to do this, we used five cottons, two from 2006, which was used in the first part of the study, which is a Delta Pine 555 and a Stoneville 4892, and then three cottons from the 2007 crop year, all Delta Pine. It's what we had on hand that year, 117, 164, and 444. We also looked a little bit at the effect, or if there would be an effect, from different drying conditions. Standard testing was done, looking at fiber quality. We looked at HBI, obviously, since that's how we sell our cotton. Looked at APHIS for a little bit more detailed information. And then because we're talking about increased turnout, and there's always some concern when we start adding weight to a bale, what is that weight? We also looked using a Shirley analyzer to look at lint versus non-lint content. When we went down to look at textiles produced from this fiber, we went with one type of yarn, a ring spun, spun to a 22 single cotton count, and we tested that for single end yarn strength using a tensor rapid, and then also for yarn uniformity to see if we're going to see any differences due to this lint cleaner treatment. Now, if you look at the gin, you can see here turnout was significantly different, as was the amount of waste removed by the lint cleaner. Obviously, you expect if you get greater turnout, you're probably going to get less waste somewhere. The differences were statistically different, and they are different for both with the dryer off and on. However, because the first part of the study we did runs with the dryer off and the dryer on. When we did the second part, we only did it with the dryer on due to weather conditions. It was really, really wet outside, so we couldn't run it with the dryer off. You really can't look at, are we seeing a difference with the dryer off or the dryer on? But in both those conditions, there were statistically different effects in, as far as turnout, and significantly less material was ejected by the lint cleaner that was equipped with the wire brush. Again, here is a nice little side-by-side comparison. In the micro gin at Stoneville, one of the nice things is, with a flip of a switch, we can leave everything alone and go from one lint cleaner to a different lint cleaner, so we don't have to worry about any machine variations except for the machines we're looking at. And you can see identical lint cleaners. They're based on 24D Continental Eagle lint cleaners. And, it's an interesting modification. We had some, our actual technicians had some interesting issues trying to fit in these, because obviously because it's micro gin, Slover Manufacturing had to custom make our brushes. And so there were a few trials, tribulations getting it in, but it got in no problems. Here you can see the lint cleaner actually in action. We did have this little effect here of this cloud of lint that kept building up, but it's hard to say whether that's an effect of the lint cleaner brush or if it's really just the fact that in the micro gin in Stoneville, we've got plexiglass sides, and so it's not exactly what you would see in a commercial gin. And so that could just be a function of the plexiglass. Now, if we look at non-lint content, which is, like I said, Shirley Analyzer, you can see there is definitely a difference here. There's not really a significant, statistically significant difference as far as, again, with the dryer off or on. But obviously there's a lot more if you look here for visible non-lint content with the wire brush than with the conventional grid bar. Invisible non-lint sounds kind of funny. It's actually, think of it as dust. It's what we don't, when we run the Shirley Analyzer and you separate it out, you never get everything you put in out, and that's called invisible. And there was really no difference in the dust or the invisible non-lint, but there was a difference in the visible non-lint content. Now looking at HVI, which again is what we saw our cotton on, no difference. On upper half mean length, exactly the same, averaged out. Uniformity index, no differences statistically. Only place we saw any differences, and they're not really significantly different statistically, is in RD and plus B. Again though, if you look at trash, because of the increased non-lint content, there is a difference in trash as measured by the HVI, but we were very surprised that upper half mean length and uniformity did not show any differences. So we went to APHIS because APHIS gives a lot more detail, especially on length. So it actually looks at length distributions. It's very easy to add a small amount of short fiber and possibly not see it on HVI, but APHIS would definitely be more likely to catch it. And again, here, if you look, upper quartile length, exactly the same for the runs. So we decided to look at percent CV. This is how uniform is that length distribution in the cotton. Again, if you were adding more low-quality fiber, you'd probably see it there. No differences statistically between the treatments. Short fiber content, it looks to be, you know, a little less on the wire brush, but again, it's not statistically significant, and really when you're talking a tenth of a percent of short fiber content, it's functionally identical. Same with the NEP count. Again, the major difference we see is in percent of visible foreign matter, with higher foreign matter and non-lint content for with the wire brush. So what do we see? We saw, like I said, there's no overall difference in the length or the length uniformity between the lint cleaner treatments. However, the wire brush lint cleaner reduced the short fiber content slightly, not statistically significant, but there was an increased non-lint content. That being said, it wasn't accounted, you couldn't account for all the increase in turnout with that non-lint content, so we were going, there's definitely good lint appearing to be retained by the brushes. So let's look at textile processing, because what's really important is two things. One, what's the HVI say so the farmer can get their money and the ginner can make their money, but the textile mill who's going to be using it, is it going to have an effect on them? And so since we saw these minimal differences, we decided to go ahead and convert it in. And so we ran the second trials, and we had 30 pounds of lint that we converted into the 22 singles ring spun, and we kept all the settings identical in our mill so that any differences we saw would be a result of the fiber and not the machinery. This was only with the 2007 crop year cottons, so like I said, the Delta Pine cottons, and all of them were ginned with the first dryer on, and these were all runs done in about 150 pounds of seed cotton. Guys in the microgen weren't too thrilled about handling that many sacks of seed cotton, but we needed that in order to get the lint to run some decent textile trials. And we had some extra, which is good because there's a problem with the data, as we can see here. There are no significant differences and really no notable differences in the yarn produced between the lint cleaner treatments. That's a good thing. Have this little asterisk up here. As I said, there was an issue. I don't think there's any textile people left in the room. Roger Inslee, I think, left. These numbers for your yarn uniformity and thin spots and thick spots and neps, these are all defects in yarns, and you want the yarn uniformity, the CV, to be as low as possible. Low is good. These are all really high numbers. High enough that 3 weeks ago, right before Beltwide, when I got this data from our mill, I went over to see what happened, and there was a small problem or two in the mill. The good news is they treated the mistakes happened uniformly with all the cotton samples. So we're getting ready to, sometime in February, rerun this. I don't expect to see any differences because at least the screw-ups were the same across the board. It's science, right? So again, in summary, the wire brush did increase turnout by about 0.72%. The lint from the wire brush contained about 0.6% more non-lint content, which means there is still some lint being retained, and as far as we can tell, that lint is not detrimental to the overall quality of the bale. Now, that's not to say that the textile mill is going to love you necessarily if that trash is coming out, but again, we really can't look at that textile data yet because, well, if you're not in the mill when they're running, sometimes mistakes happen. I would like to acknowledge Ed Barnes and folks at Cotton Incorporated for helping financially support this research. I can't thank the Gin and Test Lab staff at Stoneville enough because it was a lot of cotton to be hauling around in sacks to run these trials. And again, the Test Lab staff at New Orleans was critical in providing this data. I'll even acknowledge the mill staff in New Orleans, even though they're going to be repeating this, hopefully with no mistakes this time. So with that,
thank you.